The Holy Gospel for this fifth Sunday of Easter is from the Gospel of John, chapter 13. When Jesus had gone out, he said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I'm going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. I will go here. I was singing a wonderful rendition for you of Built on a Rock. And you know the hymn, many of you know the hymns. Built on a rock, the church shall stand, even when steeples are falling, crumbled, half spires. Am I the only one who sees the crumbling? Am I the only one who sees the crumbling today? I'm serious. Our politicians can't talk to each other. Our leaders are unable to find a way forward. Central Lutheran Church in Portland literally had their steeple crumble. And as a historically marked church, it cost them $100,000 to put it back, which they had to do. Right? Crumbled half spires in every land. Yet bells still are chiming and calling. Metaphorically. We got rules, can't have bells ringing, bothering the neighbors, but metaphorically, huh? Calling the young and old to rest, calling the souls of those distressed, longing. Souls longing for life everlasting. I thank you all here who are Queen Anne Lutheran for your gracious reception of me here. I have the great privilege of being one of only two men in the whole world, along with Cliff, who can claim to be that child's grandfather. And with Gretchen and Ryan's mother, Linda, to be grandparents. My joy to be Ryan's father-in-law and Sister Claire's dad, yes. You know her here, I think, Sister Claire's father. And they invited me to come up and be part of this baptism with you today. Claire, you were the first baptism I ever did. A couple weeks after my ordination at Christ the King Lutheran Church in Milton Freewater, where you had to take Ryan before you would say yes to his proposal to marriage to see if he could deal with the place. Having parented Claire, my impression is that she heard through the Spirit at her baptism that there is a place for you here. There is space for you here. Claire did not always find space for her in the social child's school world of Milton Freewater or the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Seventh-day Adventist School, where she went in middle school and high school. So she tested the thesis for her whole bloomin' life. And she would bring her friends. Pastor, Papa, Dad, is there space for this person here? My friend is East Indian, and she's not finding friends at school. Is there space for her here? Is there space for Kyle here? He is genetically dwarfed. He's had a hard time. Is there space for Kyle here? My friend Lydia is gender fluid. Is there space for Lydia? 3 times last night, as Gretchen and I had dinner with Ryan and Claire and Maeve, they used words I don't even understand anymore. Is there space here? Is there space here? Sort of like Peter in today's gospel, today's reading from Acts, did you listen to that? Peter was told to go to somebody for whom there was not space in Peter's world. Peter had a dream, a vision. Was told to go over to talk to this slimy Italian military guy. And ended up baptizing him. And the church got mad at Peter. Were you listening to the text? You should be listening when you come here. When you bring Maeve, tell her to listen. Peter, before the church, why did you baptize this guy? He doesn't fit. Is there room for him here? So the text says, Peter explained to them, step by step, exactly what had happened and why. And while it wasn't his fault, but the Spirit's fault, and yes, we made space for this man. Sister Liz is here. Where did you hide, Sister Liz? There you are in the back row. These deaconesses, I tell you, always pushing on the church. What's the right formula for a one-to-one, an uncommon conversation? Tell me. Yeah, it's an uncommon conversation with courageous follow-up questions. That's what we see going on here with these people. They're bringing folks and saying, is there space for us here? And we really want to have a courageous conversation about that. It's happening again and again. As the spires crumble around me, there used to be rules for stuff. There used to be rules. We used to know who was in and out. We used to know who God favored and who God didn't. We used to know who got to be baptized and who didn't. Crumbled have spires in every land, yet bells still are chiming and calling. The souls of those distressed, souls who haven't found place, we claim in baptism that there is space for you here. Fernando is a 43-year-old, 40-something-year-old gentleman in Portland who is from El Salvador, undocumented worker. He's lived here for 20 years. His son's now 22, and he's got 2 little girls and a wife. He works with organizing in the Portland area. Sister Liz is going, I think I know this guy, works with organizing down there, and workers' rights and trying to get people jobs. And they had a fundraiser for his work, and he had one glass of champagne too much, and he got pulled over by the police going home. And within a week, ICE showed up at his home and said, you're going back to El Salvador. Augustana Lutheran Church, I'm the Oregon bishop, so you don't have to listen to me, but Oregon does. Augustana Lutheran Church said, you come and stay in our church building for a while. And so Ferdinand and his family slept by the altar under the Good Shepherd window while black cars circled the church. And people brought food to him for 2 months and his family in the house while we tried to get this straightened out. He said, I can't go back to El Salvador because they will kill me. My little boy and I fled that country years and years ago because we were willing to say what was right and what was wrong. And if I return, they will kill me. So he stayed in sanctuary with Augustana Lutheran Church, and people accompanied him to the courts as we tried to get this straightened out. We finally did. The court said he could stay with his daughters and his wife and his son. But his son said, I'm going to go home to El Salvador. This was too hard. There's no space for me here. So his son went back to El Salvador. And 2 months later, masked men murdered him while he played soccer in a field. Is there space for us here? I finally figured it out, Claire. Now that you are through bringing your friends to me and bring them to you, God bless you all. And Ryan, as you work with people who want a job, who want a life, and you bring them to the world and say, is there space for you here, right? Well, the two of you have now brought my own flesh and blood to me. And I finally get it. The answer is no. The world is too broken, too fragile, too self-centered, too fearful, too anxious, too short-sighted, too blinded, too divided, too entitled. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, says John, because the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And the sea, the chaos, the death was no more. I get it. There's not space here for everyone, unless we fight for it. And when we fight for it, we can just make a little bit of space. A little bit of space if we try hard and have those uncommon conversations, asking courageous questions and living courageous lives. If we don't act, if we don't ask, if we don't have conversations, there's just not space. So Maeve, Grandpa put the cross of Christ on your forehead today, because there was not space for him either in this world. And in my mind, little girl, for the last 2 weeks, over and over have been these words, Maeve Elise Joseph Meyer, child of God. You've been sealed with the Holy Spirit and marked. And I have to make confession to my granddaughter that I have been part of a world that has taken her space away from her, or away from somebody else in preference of her, so that the wounded will come to Ryan and say, can you help us learn a skill so there's a place for me in this world? And Maeve, if you are like your father and your mother, but I know your mother better, you will dance between the promised sealing of the Spirit and the marking of the cross back and forth and back and forth, and ask this question over and over and over again. Is there space here for this person? Is there space here for me? Is there space here for the divine? Is there space here for respect? Is there space here for the new commandment that we love one another? Is there space here for that Roman military guy? I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. The sea was no more, and I saw the holy city. Do we have some earth ministry people here? Do you all make it? It's Earth Sunday. And I'll save that part of the sermon for later. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of the divine is with people. The divine will dwell with them, with you. You will be God's people. God's own self will be with you. God will wipe away every tear from your eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I'm making everything new." I'm making everything new. But not yet, Maeve. Not yet. So, Grandpa and all these people around you, kiddo, put the cross of Christ on your brow. And we need you to have courageous conversations and ask the questions, is this person safe here? Does this person belong? Do I belong? When will we belong? Why don't I belong? And you, child, should be a prophet of the Most High. I can feel it in your bones because you got two parents that are going to make you do that. So I want to thank you all for being a place that says, yes, there is space for this child here. I want to thank you all for being a place that says, yes, there is space for my son-in-law, Ryan, here, for my daughter, Claire, here, for my words here today. I want to thank you for being a place that will insist that the boundaries be expanded. The boundaries be expanded. And as the spires of our institutions crumble, and as the things we thought we know disappear, and as the rules we have depended upon no longer function in a new world, and as the privilege which has blessed many of us continues to make us wary of those who need space, I invite you to look with John's eyes to a new heaven and a new earth and carry on your brow the promised spirit of power and courage and the brokenness of truth, and dance the dance of life. Dance the dance of life. Amen.